One cup custom and olive about 7 lines down. We say, Malah one crush him, Afkan crush him. If we're talking about an ohel over here, and what's able to be metame through ohel, etc., and we're trying to learn it out from the word mishkan, maybe we're talking about just the beams, because the beams also made up the mishkan, so therefore only the beams would have an issue of ohel. So we say, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Vasiz a crush on the mishkan, you make beams for the mishkan. Mishkan kari mishkan, ben crush kari mishkan. No. The urios, meaning those curtains that went on top, that was called the mishkan, but the beams themselves are not called the mishkan. Only crush them are actually the mishkan. Let me ask Vasiz michselo, you should make a covering for the ohel. Hai nami michselo ikreo, that means that a covering wouldn't be called an ohel, because it says mechzala ohel. It's elaha debay Rabbi Elazar. Okay, so rather let's go on and try to say something different. We say that which Rabbi Elazar asked, or behemah tamei maushi yitma ba'olames, right, where skin of a behemah tamei, is it able to be metamei ba'olames? Can you use that as an oil of mace? And the mace inside that everything else becomes tamei hashka, or behemah torah l'metamei. So the skin of behemah torah is going to be able to become metamei, or tamei or behemah tamei miboy. Would you even ask about or behemah tamei? That's not even a kasha if or behemah torah can't be used. So for sure we're not going to worry about that. So we say shiny hasam de hadra hadre kra. Everything's different over here when it comes to the urios, right? When it comes to those things being able to be metame, because the pasuk puts them back in. They carried the urios, those ten urios of the mishkan, as well as the olmoid. Michseu, that covering of the urios season. Michseu atachas sharalov. And therefore, we're comparing all of them to one another. Matalton koreol of alion koreol. All the different types are going to be called an ol, just like the bottom ones, the michseu of the tachash and the michseu of the urios season are all called that. So to the top one that has linen inside it, that's called an ohel. So we know that linen is also called an ohel and can be used for tumas amaz. So the Gemara says, by the two, that's gufa. By Rabbi Elazar, or behemah tamei maushi yitam tumas ohelin. Can the skin of behemah tamei be able to be metame tumas ohel? What exactly is the question over here? Somewhere about a brava tachash ibeme moshe kami boile. The real kasha had to do with the tachash during the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. This animal that was used, its skin was used for the ohel. What's going on with it? Tamei ayo or tahor ayo? Was it tamei or tahor? Amar Rav Yosef, mighty boyle. What's the kasha? Tanina lehukshur lemelachas mishkan lo orbe metor bavad. We already learned, right? It was a straight out statement from a Tana that the only thing that's kosher from lachas mishkan is the skin of a behemah Torah. So of course it was tahor. Masa Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yudah mishne mechzos hayu. Rabbi Yudah says there were two different coverings. Echad shoros elim adami, echad shoros tachashim. One was made of skins of rams that were dyed red, and one was the oros tachashim of the tachash itself. Rabbi Nechamia mechze echad haya. Rabbi Nechemia argues and says, no, it was one covering, and it looked like a tla elon. In other words, it was made half of the elim adamim, half of the tachash itself, and it looked like this type of tla elon, which could be a genet, a kivet, maybe a type of squirrel. I've got elon tamehu. Tla elon is actually tameh. So we see that it must have been tameh. So we say, Alchikamar, kimin tla elon, who sheish bogavan and harbin. No, it was like a tla elon because it had many colors, a little tla elon, but it's not a tla elon. Dilahasim tameh valchator. No, because the tachash was actually tar. So that's not a proof. Amrav Yosef, imkain, hayinu targmina and saskuna. Now that we see that it was different colors, now we understand the targum. The targum of that word of tachash is saskuna, shesas bogavan and harbin. It was happy with all the colors that it had because it must have had lots of colors. Rava Amar or behemah tamei to metame ba'ol ameis meyacha. Rava says that the skin of a behemah tamei that is metame ba'ol ameis is learned out from this pasuk, from this brisa. The time we learn a brisa or. It says skin and it says or with or. Right, riba that includes or behemah tamei b'shalaka biad kohen. And so too, not just the or behemah tamei, but also something that was hit with tsaras that became hit with something. Right, that when you showed it into the hands of the kohen, it became hit with tsaras. That's able to come tamei. So we say. So let's say you cut down from all of those things, so you take out from all of those psukim, and you make one big, big thing. What's the halacha in such a case? Or anything else that you have. Maybe negayim tsaras is not a good proof for ohel, because it's shesiv arav is tamei ben, even a tiny little bit. So you're right. So let's learn it out from shvatim. Or I only know that the skin of a behemah Torah becomes tamei through shvatim. Or what about the skin of a behemah tamei? Or. So we see or includes for shvatim, but you could ask, that's not exactly the same as over here by ol. They're tamei even with a tiny little bit, with the amount of a lentil bean. Okay, but what about taras? You could add on the taras thing. Let's go back. So you're right, negayim is not enough, and shvatim is not enough to be able to teach us all. The equal between them, that skin is tamei through them, and the or behemah tamei is like or behemah Torah, and yavi ol ameis. should bring all of Mesha, or Tomebo, Menazabo, or Vehema Tmeak, or Vehema Torah, will make the skin of Vehema Tmeak just like the skin of Vehema Torah. Amen Le Rava, Mi Barnish, Le Ravashi, Ekel Mefrach. But then you could ask, Malatar Shavish Banish, King Tmeim, Epochus Mikazayas, they become Tummy even if it's less than Kazayas, from the Mesh, Shaina Tummy, Elo Kazayas. You can't learn out from over there because Mesh only becomes Tummy with the Kazayas. So you can't learn from any of those. Elo Amar Vi Barnish, turn the daf to Chav Chesim of Bez. It says, also the Kavachomer, you know, it's a Shalizim, and we'll actually learn it as a Kavachomer from the skin of goats and the hair of goats. It might not be Metam Benegayim by Tzaras, but it is Metam Be'olamez, or Ve'ema Tmeya, Shemetam Benegayim, Enodin Shemetam Be'olamez. If the skin of Ve'ema Tmeya is Metam Benegayim, then it should be able to be used for an ohel. But that which we say, Rav Yosef says, we only machshir from Malach Shemayim, this skin of Ve'ema Torah, and that's that. L'mayochso, what does that mean? So let tefillin. Must be that it's for tefillin. Tefillin bad yiksibu, but it says straight out by tefillin. L'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha, meaning motor b'ficha. The Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth from things that are motor inside your mouth. Ella le'oran. You're right. It must be for the skin of Rabbi. Shin shel tefillin alach l'moshe misina. We say, wait a second. But the shin shel tefillin, the shin that's used for the tefillin itself, which is something that's skin on the outside, it's alach l'moshe misina. L'boch l'korcham b'sanon until from beginning. It must be to tie them up with hairs and to sew it up with sinew. Hanami alach l'moshe misina. No. That's also alach l'moshe misina. We're not learning that out from any halach from the pasuk, tani tefillin meruvos halach l'mishnah. The fact they have to be squares halach l'mishnah. Your chokhs v'sarvinch v'ros beginin is also. So the fact that they're tied up with hairs and as well as sewed with different sinews, that's all there. El l'ritzul. So it must be that there should be straps. From Yisrael ritzul shchoros halach l'mishnah. The fact that they're black are also halach l'mishnah. He the gemir shchoros toros mi gemir. You're right. They have to be black. But do we know from the halach l'mishnah they have to be tahor? No. And that's what the pasuk's coming to tell us. The pasuk's coming to tell us that tefillin the straps need to be tahor, need to be something that's kosher. My havilu the tachas. What happened with that Tachash Shayim Moshe? What do we learn about that? I'm Rabbi Lom, Rabbi Shimon Lakash, Rabbi Rameir. Rameir used to say Tachash Shayim Moshe Bria B'fina Atzmo Haya. The Tachash that was in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu was a creature on its own. They had no idea if it was a Chaya or a Behema, if it was wild or domestic. It had a horn in the middle of its forehead. He shot in his damel and Moshe also made a mishkan v'nignas. It was made just at that time for Moshe Rabbeinu to find it, and then it was gone. It was right after that. We haven't seen it since then. We come back and we ask the fact that it says one horn in the middle of its forehead. Shmaya Torah, it must have been a kosher animal. Dam Rabbi Yehuda, short she grew out the marishon karen achas haizol matzecho, that the shore that Adam Rishon brought. Said that over Dom Rabbi Yehuda Shor Shigur Vadom Rishon Karen Achas Haizol Matzecho, that the shore, Rabbi Yehuda says, the shore that Adam Rishon brought had one horn in the middle of its forehead. It sounds like all animals that have one horn in the middle of their forehead are considered kosher. Now, Matita Lashem Yishor Par, Makrim Afris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he gave good to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a shore, from a par, that had Karen, Mafris, and split hooves. Makron Tarti Masha. Wait, Makron, it sounds like there's two horns. Amar Nachari is a Makron Ksiv. It says Makron with only one, without a Yud, and therefore it's only one horn. Sounds like if this Tachash also had one horn in the middle of its forehead, it was going to be kosher. Now, what was this? Who knows? But that was the animal that was there for Moshe, but evolution mean it min behemah. Shouldn't we also prove from there that it's a min behemah? Because if it's like the shore that Amrishon brought, that's a behemah. Give it to Ika Karish, to min chayahu, v'leislei ala karen, achad karen. Since a karish, right, is a type of chaya, right, whatever this karish is, and it only has one horn, ikla misma, ikla memar, min chayahu. You could say that it is a chaya, so there's no proof that it's a chaya or a behemah. We have three animals that have one horn in the middle of his forehead, the shore that Adam Rishon brought, as well as the Keresh, as well as this Tachash. Okay, we have a Mishnah. Let's say you have a Psil Zabegit itself. You have a regular thing that you use for the animal, like a regular wick made of Beged. You folded it up, the Lohiv Hava, and you didn't burn with it. Rabbi Loza says that's Tameh, right? And because it's a beged, so therefore you can't light with it. Rabbi Kiva Matoru Malikim Ba. No, it's Tahor. Because once you fold it up, it's not considered anything. It's mevatalit from being an actual beged because it can't be used whatsoever, and therefore you're allowed to light with it. So the Gemara says, Bishul, and in Tumim Vahablagi, I understand regarding Tumim, this is what they're arguing about. The Rabbi loves to ever keep a lane of oil. Folding it up doesn't work at all, but Milsa Kamaisa Kaiman, whatever it was originally, that's what it is now. Rabbi Kiva Savar Kipo Moel. And Rabbi Kiva Savar, no, right? He holds that once you fold it up, that works. It's batel to whatever it was before, and now you're able to use it because it's not makabel to in at luck of my pilgrim. What are they arguing about regarding lighting? We're talking about if it's 3x3 Tvachim exactly, right? Exactly that amount. We're talking about where it's Yom Tif that falls out on Erev Shabbos. Everybody agrees with the Rebbe Yehuda that you could light with Kalim, right? But you can't light with Shivrei Kalim because that's considered like Nolad. Everybody holds of right? Somebody who lights needs to make sure that it's completely gone, that it's Rov Hayotze, in order for it to be considered lit up. Rebbe Elazar Kivon Amol. So Rebbe Elazar says that since Kippel doesn't help, right, folding it up to the Alek Beporta, as soon as you light it a little bit, Havile Shever Kli, it's less than 3x3 Tvachim, which means it's a Shever Kli, it's a broken Kli, Vikikom Alek, Shever Kli, Kom Alek. When you're lighting a Shever Kli, and therefore, by definition, you wouldn't be able to use any Yom Tif, because that's considered like Nolad. Rebbe Kivon Sever Kippel Amol. Folding it up does help. Ain't Torah's Kli Alav, it's not considered like a real Kli, Vikikom Alek, but it's Ba'alma Kom Alek. All you're lighting is a regular piece of wood, right? That's all you're really doing. So Rebbe Yosef had a Janina Gimel Gimel, since I'm laid down in my Hilchusa. So Rebbe Yosef said, ah, that's why when we learned there were 3x3 exactly, I had no idea what halacha we were talking about, but it must have been about this. I'm going to come to Rebbe Abba Rava, leave it to Rebbe Yehuda, Shema Menachem Rebbe Yehuda, severe light. And since Rebbe Abba Rava tried to answer it up by using Rebbe Yehuda, that Masikim Bekem, and Masikim Veshivir Kelim, that you can't use that Nolad, must be that we actually hold like Rebbe Yehuda when it comes to this type of Nolad. Me and Rebbe Abba Rava Hachi, wait a second, did Rebbe Abba Rava actually say that, that we hold like Rebbe Yehuda when it comes to Shivir Kelim? Or Rebbe Abba Rava says in Chav Testament Aleph, Nachush Chalka Kav Bekivas. So let's say a goy, so he was Chalkak Kav Bebika. So on Yom Tov itself, he made a little bit of a hole in this type of wood thing. You saw almost think of a Yom Tov. So Rebbe, a Jew could use it to light with on Yom Tov itself. Am I Nolad? But he just made it. That means it's Nolad. How could that be allowed? So Lidvir the Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Kiva comment, like Lelo Siri, like he was saying, according to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Kiva, you guys would be able to say that, right? But I myself wouldn't hold that way. So Rava Amar Hainu Tamid Rebbe Elazar, the Shem Aglim of Silish and Machurachas, so Lomas Markutin, Shem Machurachu, that you're not allowed to light with a wick that wasn't already burned, nor with rags that weren't already burned, because they don't light well, and you don't know if it's going to work, so don't use them unless you absolutely know they're going to work. Tanya Rabbi Yosef, Gimel, Lo Gimel, Gimel, Lo Gimel, Sum, 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 Yochso. 3x3 exactly. What halacha do we learn out of it? Linian Tuma, right? We should say it's regarding Tuma, and not Gimel, Gimel. We learn a Mishnah 3x3. Sha'am Rechutz Mina Malal. You should do that except for the hem. Div Rabbi Shem, Gimel, Gimel, Chavanos. No, 3x3, Mechuvan. Exactly 3x3, including the hem itself. That's what we're talking about within it itself. That would work with the first Gemara over there, but I guess regarding this, right, when he says Gimel Gimel Mitzvah Samos, what other halacha could it possibly be if it's not referring to dealing with this, because you don't need Gimel Gimel Mitzvah Samos over here. So you say, regarding Tuma, how big it has to be in order for it to become Tameh, do you include the hem or do you not include the hem? That brings us to the two dots in Chav Testament Aleph, and we'll stop right there.